Okay. But another thing, it's the start of another new year, and many people are ready to start new things, especially first years, gradual, if they pass.
New year, new me.
After Valentine's, it's like, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm back to me.
What's going on, world? I'm your host, Lawrence. Today I'm with your boys.
Zile Weezy, Lama Zeng Zeng, Lama Ching Ching, Lama Woo, Lama Deng Deng. We're doing it with our cameraman.
Yo, we're doing it indeed. Behind the cam, it's me, it's Garu SA. Don't forget the underscore. Today we got a lot to talk about. Got a lot of news that have been hitting us recently. The first one being the COVID extension, just round about Christmas, cutting off the curfew times from 9. That killed off a lot of people. How do you guys feel about the 31st of December? Very memorable day, ending off at 9 p.m.
For me personally, I'm not an outgoing person, so I didn't really have a problem with it. I was just in the house playing FIFA.
On the 31st?
On the 31st.
Come on, man. Nah, man. I should have invited you somewhere, man.
What were you doing, Zee?
I went to a party, obviously. It's the 31st. But I adhered to the regulations. I came back home before 9. But I personally feel it has its own disadvantages and advantages.
Yeah.
Firstly, most people were safe. That's the first thing. Because hospitals were lonely. very lonely. Because you find out, there are a lot of drama where people chill and everything. But I just hope this thing, they did for the better.
Definitely. Definitely.
Where were you?
I was at home.
What were you doing?
Chilling, playing PUBG, not much, nothing interesting.
But a lot of people for the first time were in their homes, bruh. For the first time in a very long time. I think it's the last time. I don't know. Yeah. That depends on COVID. But hopefully,
it's the last time.
It's the last time, bruh.
Do we have a speech next week?
Yeah, I think there's going to be an address on the 14th of the 15th.
Oh, you mean when the new regulations end?
Yeah.
So, okay. But another thing, it's the start of another new year, and many people are ready to start new things, especially first years, gradual, if they pass.
New year, new me.
After Valentine's, it's like, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm back to me.
And that's the thing with resolutions. Resolutions fall off after, like, 3 days.
3 days? You don't even like.
That's the thing.
I personally feel like it's better to say goals than resolutions.
Definitely.
Because resolution for me, it based them on like January things, like happy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're caught up in the mood of, it's a new year.
So based on what you're saying about new year, new me, normally that would be under normal circumstances where you go back to varsity, or you go back to school, you meet your new friends, or you meet your old friends, and then you have to change. Now, it's new times, it's new waters. There's lockdown. You're not going back to varsity anytime soon.
We don't even know how things are going to be.
You don't even know if you're going to go back to varsity. So how do you think staying at home is going to affect those New Year's resolutions?
I just feel like you should adjust. You should learn to work with your phone, because that's the best way to reach most of your things, most of your goals, because physically you can't make things happen, because you have to be like in a house.
Here's my view.
Okay.
The lockdown seemed to be a bit of an obstruction in people's lives and everything. But in my opinion, it was a perfect, it still is a perfect opportunity to look at yourself, what you can do, what you can't do. To basically create new opportunities for yourself in your mind, then execute once everything is done.
Personally, let me tell you about lockdown. For me, it made me realize that I have some talents. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
You also know, we all know about it.
Mm-hmm.
So without it, I don't think I was gonna be where I am right now. But so this goes to people who don't like have anything at hand now. I'm just saying, focus on like getting to learn new things, get to try new opportunities, because you will never know, man.
It's a perfect time.
Don't sleep on yourself. Don't sleep on yourself. Don't sleep on yourself.
It's a perfect time to learn new things.
Yeah.
And then what would you give? Suppose things get under control. Suppose miraculously, COVID numbers go down, and then we're going back to rest or going back to varsity. What would you advise to give as advice to first years? Particularly those that will be staying in rest, both girls and boys.
Personally, the first rule for me, high school, varsity is not high school.
Yeah, the same.
Like, you must not take the mentality that you got from high school and try to apply it there. Things are very different.
Very different.
And you should, like, that thing of saying, I'm on myself, adversity doesn't work. You have to learn to live with other people. I don't know if you get me. So...
Yeah.
What are your things, guys?
You should never try to be alone. It doesn't work. You're going to fall into a pit that you can't recover on your own. That's why the most, I don't know if it's all varsities, they have a mentorship program for like anyone that wants to go into those. So my best advice is find a mentor, find whatever help you can get. Then deal with the situation.
But one thing about varsity, you must learn to adjust. I personally think, or for me, my strongest point was to adjust. I adjusted quickly, and yeah, that made me to learn new things, and that made me to do new things. You get me? So I also feel like we have like many experiences when you get there. What I've experienced is not what you experience.
Definitely.
You get.
Yeah.
So yeah. But it's going to be a long year, and we don't know what it holds.
You never know what any year holds.
I hope positive things are coming our way, man. That's what I hope.
One of the other things that a lot of people tend to find as hurdles is the issue of the pressure coming from your parents or your guardians or the people around you. What would you say to that?
On a personal level, for me, I did have pressure, too much pressure.
From
everybody. Like, I was at a standard where everybody's expecting me to lead whoever's behind me, to be that perfect role model.
I guess.
You know, the word perfect is a myth. Nobody's perfect.
Yeah, I just personally know nobody knows yourself than yourself. You get, no matter what I say about you, you know the truth.
I know what I'm capable of.
Exactly. Yeah. I just feel like parents, you should sit down with your parents. No one knows your parents than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You get me? You will tell them, you must tell them more. This is what I want, and please don't compare. I feel like another thing is comparing. Like, compare, it's a worst thing, man. You can't compare me with someone.
You can never compare.
Exactly. We didn't grow up the same. We didn't get the same things.
We never had the same situation.
Exactly.
At the same time.
So the problem comes, starts when they start comparing me. Oh, so yeah. For me, nah, man, it doesn't work.
Exactly.
What's your point on comparing?
Comparisons can be both good and bad. Like, suppose you are in a situation, someone can say, look at so-and-so.
Okay.
They've been there and they came out alive, meaning you can also do it. It becomes a problem when they expect you to perform at the same
level
and at the same speed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Speed being the most important thing here is that, like, we're in a rush to do things. You're in a rush to finish high school, finish varsity, get a job.
Make your parents proud.
What's next?
Exactly.
So a lot of people tend to burn out. Instead of moving at their own pace, they keep looking at their peers, and that can lead to burn out. Speaking of peers, a lot of people don't know this, but when you get to varsity, more often than not, you will find someone in your class that left your high school many, many years ago. And one thing that I would like to say, like, when you're in that situation is, don't judge that person. Never judge the person. You were saying?
Let me be honest. Now, I feel like you don't understand it until you get there. If, I mean, I'm doing like grade 12 right now, I'm doing grade 11, I won't understand. I'll be like, why is that guy still in varsity now? But when you get there, you see your eyes now. That makes sense. But why is that person there?
For me, I found a lot of people that left the high school in like 2-3 years time space. For me, it was weird to say, like, this guy left my high school 3 years ago, but I'm in the same class as him. But as the year went by, I understood to say, oh,
you stand a chance
it's
of
like
opening
this.
That guy.
You see, you should never judge a person because you and the person and the other people in the class are never the same.
Exactly.
So you should just progress with what you're there for.
Mm.
If you need the person for something, go then.
Coming on that, I know a guy who's from here. Like, I think he went to university while I was doing grade 10 or 8
mm-hmm.
or even 7, I don't know. So I was in the library, you know what? Look, I saw him, I was like, what's up, man? okay. Now he acts like he doesn't know me, man. You don't have to be shy. Even if you're that person, nah, you're that guy. You just have to tell them, or nah, man. The reason I'm here is because of this and this. I can learn from you. Oh, it's not about. It's not all of us who are there to judge, man.
Exactly.
You get. So I was just going to say hello. That's all. But
and it's done.
Yeah, it's done. You think, oh, now I'm gonna expose you like I'm a paparazzi or something?
It's the past.
Yeah, it's the past.
away. So basically, show kindness.
Yeah, show kindness.
Show kindness.
Because you might be that person. I'm looking for you on this one.
Yeah, man.
And then the other one, the other big one,
yeah.
Year in, year out.
Mm-hmm.
After the final exam for matrix, you know, couples there saying goodbye to each other. We're going to the same varsity. We're going to be in the same rest. We will keep dating. What do you have to say to that, Mr. Zillow Wheezy?
Dating, I feel like dating should have like a formula. You just put a number there, shoe size, so that it comes. It doesn't work like that, man.
That's,
it's not predictable.
That's what everyone thinks. They think relationships have a formula. No relationship has a formula. One thing I can say though is never use your past experiences on the next person, because
I would have to disagree with that, because your past experiences, obviously you've seen that if I do this it doesn't work, don't do it again.
But the thing is, you use the other person's traits on the next person who has nothing to do with the things you've experienced.
That is true, but some things are generic.
Mm.
You shouldn't, like, if you keep doing the same thing, like, if you move on to this next relationship, go and do the same things.
Oh,
you should learn.
And it's not working.
Yeah.
Come on, you have to change.
You should learn. But when it comes to dating, I think people like making other people clowns.
Yeah.
You don't get,
definitely.
Yeah, they like making people clowns.
They hate you intentionally.
I don't know. Sometimes it's not intentional. I don't know. Because it's funny now. Let me explain it. Now you might say, so and so, you're dating so and so. You feel like, you think because she kissed you, because you and her did a bedroom date or something, you think you're dating. For her, it's not like that.
Yeah.
Hey, now I'm ready. I'm not ready for an attachment. You get me?
Yeah.
So sometimes it's like, you should be ready. If you're in a relationship and you're dating someone, especially in grade 12, you should be ready to lose that person. I'm not saying it's a bad thing to open room for disappointment, but it's the reality, man. She's going to meet new people. You're going to meet new people. You get me?
I once said something that people should never be afraid to lose people in their lives, in the point that everything in this world dies, and not speaking about death specifically, feelings die no matter how close you were to the person. Respect can die, like the myth of
all those things die because of certain actions.
Yeah,
without being maintained, they die.
Sure,
you get me? So, dating is a very tricky thing, man, and it comes to a question whereby do love really exist? Does love really exist? You get me? And our stage, I focus on money, guys.
I spoke to someone on Instagram the past day. She had this question on her story to say, does true love, real love, whatever,
exist.
And unconditional love exist? I said to her, true love does exist, but there's no such thing as unconditional love. There's no such thing as unconditional happiness.
Okay.
Because like everyone has a threshold point. You get to a point where you can't handle something.
Exactly.
So it's not unconditional. You have to accept that you're not going to like a certain thing about someone. So you're just going to have to accept
it. Even though you try making peace with it.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I just wish sure things go the way they plan or you guys plan.
Sure.
Even though we know
statistically
you know,
it's highly unlikely, but not impossible.
Exactly.
Definitely.
But but dating is a cute thing when you see people wearing matching outfits.
Love is beautiful.
It's a beautiful. But another thing, man, I just feel like people jump into things. There's a talking stage. As black people, we don't know those things.
We skip talking.
Yeah.
Talking
no.
Stage.
Okay. Let me tell you something. As black people, I know if I get your numbers, traditionally, we are dating. No. You get me. Traditionally, we are dating. Yeah. That's how things used to be. If I get... No. Come on. We all know that. So
people,
I think if we have a talking stage. And I learn.
Just get to know each other.
I get to know you.
And know this thing. There is such a thing as a love language. Know that thing about your partner. And know it about yourself.
But guys, don't blame yourself because we don't have a subject whereby we learn to date. Ne?
Yeah.
Like love language. I just learned about those things of love language when I went to my... Now I just know how... It must go down. You get me? I don't know about these things of like
sure.
You must like a girl needs to be treated like this. You don't you don't know those things. You get to learn them. So don't pressurize yourself.
Sure.
So basically, don't pressurize yourself. Learn from your experiences and learn your other significant other's love language. We've covered quite a bit, but. As a final point, just a quick question, personal question to you is around the issue of the vaccine for COVID-19, obviously. You can also, as the listener, as the viewer, go in fact check, go and Google yourself, check the facts for yourself. But what I want to know from our host is are you going to take the vaccine?
I'm still deciding.
Okay, now let me be honest. I just saw a thing saying more vaccine. If you drink the vaccine, you must take 3 months without drinking alcohol.
Yeah,
come on,
guys.
Why do you drink alcohol? So after I saw the thing, the article, I was like, come on, vaccine. I'd rather have a quarantine hour. Nah, come on, man. You get me? I saw a thing, and I know some of you saw it. Whereby they say you must take 3 months without drinking alcohol. I was like, man.
Okay, yeah. So for me, it's a thing of my mindset or my mentality. Because I watch a lot of conspiracy theories. I play the game Prototype where everyone is infected with a virus from the government to test a certain thing. So for me, it's like, what if... The vaccine is like this.
You think it's a movie, this thing?
No,
I don't think
it's a movie.
It's around 21.
It's just my mind has like certain questions that like before I take something, I need to know all the specifics.
Yeah, I think I'm also on the same wavelength that the vaccine should come, but for me, I'd rather wait a couple of months just to see
how
all of the side effects that come with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we as in the human race, we developed the vaccine in quite a rush to try and get things back to normal. So even the scientists themselves, they don't know all the side effects. They're still studying it now.
So basically, they're going to test it on us.
Basically.
In a way, everyone, not just a specific group of, just
you know,
to see how does it affect different people with diabetes, how do they react to the vaccine, people with HIV, people who are just normal and they don't have. So I'd rather wait for that, see those results, and then I think I'm going to jump on it. But either way, it's still going to be a while before it gets in SA.
But
until then, it's going to be a lot of social distancing,
masks
and sanitizer.
And Wi-Fi.
And a lot of Wi-Fi. Use it wisely.
Yeah.
But
wisely, what do you mean?
That's it from us.
Yeah.
Don't sleep on yourself podcast.